Henry, what's holding you up? Let's get on with the show. We can't hang around here all day.
Now, Buff, be patient. Takes a little doing to set these things up.
Yeah, we ain't going anywhere anyhow. We're kind of hung up here.
Okay, boys, take it easy. Now we're ready to start. Sorry, folks. I'll be right with you. Give me a little intro there, Gomer.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to hear is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
If you identified that sound as 100 fingernails playing a Hungarian rhapsody on a blackboard in a locker room in Ohio, you're right. Score 10 points.
You're on 761-3330 for another week of film. Listen fun.
Discovery.
Susie, I'm just discovering that you're growing mountains under your shirt. Just checking.
Hello and thank you once again for calling the movie line at 761-3330 for another week of film listed fun and summer festivities. Well gang, off to another week here for the week of July 22nd through the 26th, 1984. If you were lucky enough to call us during one of those chosen days, well, you lucked out because this is another great show, another great tape with a lot of comments and movie reviews from you, the moviegoers of Southern California. And don't forget, we're going to be announcing a couple of important things on this week's tape. That's right, just stay tuned and stay with us for the entire recording, and you'll find out what that is. And don't forget to listen to see if Michael the Galactic Hitchhiker crawls out of his closet and responds to Bob Ob. Well, we'll find out all that and more on this week's tape. So this is Paul Mack saying thanks for calling, and now on with another show and week tape for this week.
Whether you're rich, here's the baseball pitch.
Hello, sports fans. Lefty Franco here with some important news about baseball 1984. The Dodgers, who knows? The Angels, who cares? The Beavers, who the hell are they? Well, on August 18th, 1984, you'll see all your favorites from none of the above in the first battle of the Phone World All-Star Softball Showdown. It's the DBS Creeps, the Nobody Homebodies, the Observatory Obs, and the Telethon Twins in an all-out battle under the sun in Chatsworth Park. You'll meet Dennis DeCrepo, Dave Nobody Home, Bob Obb, Nino Telethon, Alexandria LaRue, Brian Nobody Home, Gary Great Britain Observatory, Franco Telethon, Paul Mack, Cindy Telethon, Madge Badger, and everybody's favorite, Johnny, as they put on the gloves and play ball. That's Saturday, August 18th at 12 noon in Chatsworth Park. Take the 118 freeway west, exit on Topanga Canyon Boulevard, and go south to Chatsworth Street. Turn right and follow Chatsworth straight to the action. You'll have the park on your left and a pasture on your right, and from there, it's up to you. Cow patties or the Battle of the Phone World All-Stars Doubleheader Softball Championships. Remember, Saturday, August 18th, 1984, 12 noon, under the sun in Chatsworth Park. Bring your beer, bring your cheer, make sure you bring your fat rear and be there.
Hi guys, this is Dave K. Glendale, Stardate 8407.13. 2 weeks ago, I saw The Last Starfighter over at Universal, and it was great. I mean, I was freaking out. I heard it was computer animated, and so I was kind of worried it was going to be another Tron, but it isn't. they did an excellent job on it. You had to look about three times to make sure it wasn't a model up there. The storyline was great, the music, effects, everything. It was just fantastic. Not to change the subject or anything, but Bob, we're still trying to figure out what the flying fuck we did to you, Bandini Brain. So I think you better run, because that guy's closing in on you that we hired. Fair warning, get the hell out of here. And that's about it. Later.
For every Earthling who's ever dreamed of adventures beyond the stars,
welcome to Rylos, my boy,
comes the astonishing story of one who made it.
You have been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Zur and the Kodan Armada.
Alex Rover is the last Starfighter. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Now at select theaters. Check newspapers for locations and showtimes.
One of those theaters you can go catch it at is the Cinerama Dome in Hollywood. It's a very fine theater. As a matter of fact, it was built in the 60s to screen premiere films and special Cinerama films. Now, originally, films weren't, when they came out with the process of Cinerama, of course, it was just competition to get people away from their TV sets at home and get them to go into the movie theaters. What they had was even a wider picture than they do today because, it involved using three projectors, and they played it back onto the screen. They lined up the projectors side by side, and you get an extremely long picture. The screen was originally bigger, but it was quite an interesting achievement. They made quite a number of films in Cinerama. The Music Man was done in Cinerama. It's a mad, 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 mad world Cinerama film. But anyway, speaking about this film, now this is 70mm, which is basically a very large piece of film, and it's shot originally on 35 with a lens and squeezed down, and it's transferred to a larger, it's widened and transferred to a wider strip of film, which is 70mm film. And then they project it onto the screen with a special lens, and it comes out wider, and that's quite an interesting achievement. So anyway, a little inside joke. Anyway, I think that you should go see The Last Starfighter. I saw it. I liked it. It had a few problems. Dave K. Glendale was right about the computer animation being perfected, a lot better than Tron, although Tron was a revolutionary film for computer animation. The Last Starfighter has some very nice, fine effects in it. As a matter of fact, you've got to really look twice, or you've got to really know what you're looking for to see that the models or the images flying around in space really aren't miniatures at all. They are, in fact, computer graphics that have been generated to make an image, and it's really quite interesting. A few story flaws. I think that the characters are made to believe things a little bit too quickly. Other than that, it has a fine musical score, and it was well-directed. Has a pretty good script. It's exciting, fun. It's a great fantasy escape film. I highly recommend it. On the Movie Line scale from A to Z, I give it a D for dazzling. It's got all kinds of neat things to see, and I just think you should go check it out. Now back into the tape.
El Norte, a great film about someone in Guatemala. They are being held captive by the government, and the rebels have a hard time fighting for their freedom, and a family gets killed for all but a daughter and a son, and they make their way to the north, which is El Norte, of course. And on their way up north, there's struggles, and they cross the border to the States, through Mexico, Tijuana, our favorite place, and through San Diego to Los Angeles, where one gets a job as a waiter, and the daughter gets a job working for a family. Of course, on their way, they had their problems, which is the journey to which we were supposed to sympathize and empathize. We're supposed to have a better insight into the seemingly Mexican people that are working in our city, which aren't altogether doing that. They're mostly, I would say, slave work. and they're not getting paid very much because of them being illegal from the South Americans. So it's a big insight and very well directed, very well acted, the photography was great, the plot was very well done. It was not a very much an uplifting movie, but it was directed as well as any American film, subtitles in Spanish, and it's pretty cool.
Oh, almost fell asleep.
I saw The Last Starfighter a while ago, and it was okay. I mean, sure, it was involving, it was engaging, but it was really flat, just like another comic book. I don't know, I mean, you can identify and, I don't know, root for the main character and all that, but it's like, I don't know, no guts. Movies these days, well, I guess they've never had any guts. I mean, like, I'd like them to just, like, I don't know, talk about technology once in a while. I mean,
took off from the bottom of that hill, and the first flight was less than the wingspan of a modern jet. And I want to tell you something, he was scared to death.
I'm crazy about you.
It's a secret. That's the girl I'm gonna marry.
Should have known.
Known? About what? Spock. Spock, tell me.
Yes, sir. There's a tiger burning bright in the forest of the night.
Indications of some neurological trauma.
I need Spock on the bridge.
I haven't figured out what keeps him alive yet.
Spock, what should you have known? Mr. Spock, welcome aboard.
Did you enjoy it, Captain?
Yes, I enjoyed it. After all these years.
Which supports a theory I've been formulating.
Spock, I need you. I need you. Badly. Jim, you're pushing. I need Spock. You mean Spock wants to physically join with a human? Is that possible?
Let's find out.
Well, it's been a long time since I delivered a baby.
I would say it's time for that, sir. Aye.
I know engineers, they love to change things.
This is the Benatar fanatic in Encino, and I have a really important question that I've been dying to ask. Okay, right now, Pat Benatar, who's supposedly starring in a movie called Metropolis, or she was going to do a soundtrack on it or some such deal, I'm not quite sure. And I was wondering if any of you guys out there know what's happening with the movie, and can you give me any information about it? And I would like to inform any Benatar fans out there that as of yesterday, well, not as of yesterday, but Pat Benatar is 6 weeks pregnant, and she will be having her baby in March of 1985. Congratulations, Pat, and I hope things work out. This is the Benatar Fanatic, and Ben I. Talk to you later. Bye.
Well, that's a good question for you listeners. If anyone out there knows, be sure and phone it in this Friday or Saturday on the line and leave your comment and tell us all about it.
Hey people, this is Eddie from Van Nuys. Hello Paul, greetings, and greetings from everyone else. I saw the Muppets Take Manhattan this week. Not much to say. Really like the movie. Great for kids, shitty for adults, couple laughs, strap. Really not much to say about it. It was more of a, well, you know, all about the Muppet movies. I mean, it really wasn't worth seeing, but hey, I gotta see some movie for the movie line, give you a comment, and tell you what I think. But, well, I would give this movie about, seriously, about a 3. I gave Bastard Party the same thing, but it was about as good. Well, that's my comment for the week, so, later, Paul. Goodbye, people, and goodbye, Paul, and see you later, and stop arguing about everybody's, you know, about everybody's tweet. Go out to catch up and everybody, you know, between Bob and, you know, I think you should stop arguing because it's pissing me off. Later.
Hello, this is the Galactic Hitchhiker. I'm here to respond to a miserable excuse for a Vogon that does not deserve to exist. I am, of course, talking about that scum from Canoga Park. Mr. Slob, I mean Bob Observatory. First thing that bugs me about the ape is his sickening habit of picking on people who he does not know, let alone has never met in his life. In this case, Dave K. Glendale. What has he ever done to you? A. Scum breath? And, also, if you must say something to someone, at least have the courage to say it to them in person. But seeing from your habit of hiding behind telephone lines, obviously, you do not. And furthermore, if I ever see you anywhere, anytime, I shall put you out of my misery for all time.
Okay, bum, right now, let's go at it.
Okay, bum, come on.
Okay, where do you want to meet, Michael?
You name the place.
Wherever you want to meet.
How about coming to my house, dude?
Huh?
How about coming to my house, dude? Be there, if you're courageous enough.
Oh, what was that?
Be there if you're courageous enough.
What are you going to do, dally me with your zipper?
You'll see. By the way, which is the next movie you plan to attend?
Which movie?
Yes.
It's called The Death of Michael Galactic Moron.
Speaking of morons, how are you doing, Bob?
Oh, I don't know, Michael.
You should never have left that comment. Now, why the hell were you did you leave that comment anyway? As far as I can see, you had no reason for doing so.
Goodbye, Michael.
You didn't tell me your reasons, dude.
Because life is a kumquat.
Okay, scum, you're dead meat.
GBFN.
Bob the fuckhead. Bye.
GBFN.
Well, did Bob just go tell the Galactic Hitchhiker to take a hike? Or did the Galactic Hitchhiker just go tell Bob to fly a kite? Phone in next week for the next exciting episode of
Chicken Wars!
Well, this is David of Burbank, and I gotta tell you, I love this tape. This Michael and Bob confrontation is just great. I love it. You know, I just can't wait to see what the outcome's going to be. And guess what? I finally broke down and saw a movie. In fact, I saw 2 movies. Yes, things are looking up. I saw Ghostbusters, the best thing so far. and I saw Conan. Well, I'll tell you. If you like the average everyday bloodshed and head pounding, I guess that's the thing to see, but it's a pretty good choice of characters as far as, oh, Grace and Lou Ferrigno, right? The other guy, it was a good choice of characters. Paul, you tell them the characters' names.
Grace Jones and Wilt Chamberlain.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Anyway, and there's a new girl on the line, I've heard. Of course, I pick up these things. Debbie of Burbank. Now, of course, being David of Burbank, I have to meet Debbie of Burbank. I guess I'll see her at the ball game. And this thing about improving the line. Paul, what is that? How can you improve the line? The sound quality this last week was great. The only problem was it was a little loud. But what can you possibly do to improve it?
They're wild.
Run, Gubba!
Grover!
All right, run, Grover!
They're tough.
That's just to remind you, scumball, you will respect Johnny.
They're romantic.
Something's sticking in my side. Why don't you take off your gun?
I did.
Oh.
They're gophers.
I can see that, fool. I ain't blind.
Yes, it's the continuing adventures of the Gopher Twins, the first and only cartoon soap opera, and it's coming to you this August on the Movie Line. All the excitement, all the romance, all the fun on 818-761-3330 in North Hollywood. You'll meet Grover and Gunther Gopher, Rufus Rat, Malignant Mole, Alexandria LaRue, Punk Skunk, Valley Squirrel, and everybody's favorite, Johnny. That's the continuing adventures of the Gopher Twins, a Telefun production, weekends on the Movie Line at 818-761-3330, a Paul Mack presentation. The continuing adventures of the Gopher Twins, coming soon to a telephone near you.
Right.
I love it.
Is this David Osborne?
Davy Osborne has uncovered a top government secret.
They know where I am.
And enemy spies will do anything to get it.
If you tell anybody about this, we'll break your friend in half.
His only hope...
He's killing me, now they're after me!
...is a legendary agent named Flack.
And I'll show you what a real hero would do. Watch this.
Henry Thomas, Dabney Coleman, Cloak and Dagger. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Well, that's about gonna wrap it up for another week of film-listed fun right here at the Movie Line at 761-3330. Just a reminder to phone in your comments every Friday and Saturday, and if you live out in the West Valley, remember you can hear the Movie Line tapes every Saturday and Sunday at 702-0429 over there at Observatory, and also call during the week to hear his regular output tapes. They're real fun, and boy, what a confrontation between Michael the Galactic Hitchhiker and Bob. Will it continue? We'll call in next week and find out all about it. And that's right, you heard it, the baseball game. Don't forget that, August 18th. And also the Gopher Twins upcoming on the Movie Line. Stay with us for future details and information to be given out on future programs. Thanks for calling. This tape will repeat eventually.
The Movie Line accepts no responsibility for lack of interest in telephone entertainment due to the contents of this tape, which is far superior to any other line around.
Gee, aren't we conceited? Don't you just love it? Good night, folks.
Have a pleasant tomorrow. This broadcast will repeat momentarily.